The United Kingdom and Costa Rican governments have now joined together.
I think the important thing is to keep talking about it and keep trying, you know.
I'll stay with you. We'll see how it goes. But I think it's very, very important, and I am really, really proud.
The need for such an enhanced approach was originally brought to our attention by a UK-based non-governmental organisation, Peace One Day.
This is a step forward in international relations.
Be observed as a global ceasefire day.
Let's stand up on September 21st. Let's say that we want peace, and let's begin.
To make peace a reality throughout the world, 365 days a year. Thank you, Mr. President.
May I take it that the Assembly decides to adopt that resolution? It is so decided.
In 1998, British filmmaker Mr. Jeremy Gilley decided to make a documentary about peace. What he began was an amazing movement that led to the establishment of an official United Nations Global Day of Ceasefire and Non-Violence. Year after year, this one day of peace has made a huge difference in countless people's lives. Jeremy Gilley is the founder and chair of the non-profit organisation Peace One Day. He had travelled all over the world and has won support from governments and other notable groups and people worldwide. The United Nations Secretary General, the League of Arab States, Nobel laureates, internationally famed musicians and celebrities. His first two films, The Outcomes of His Journey, were Peace One Day and The Day After Peace. BBC Storyville editor Nick Fraser said, "In time, everyone should watch The Day After Peace." This film was produced in association with BBC and Passion Pictures and has garnered recognition, including the 2009 Most Inspirational Movie of the Year by Cinema for Peace and 2008 Best Documentary Award at the Zimbabwe International Film Festival. Mr. Gilley's third film, co-produced by Jude Law, was just aired on September 18th to 19th by BBC World with transmission in over 200 countries. How has the day made a difference in people's lives? It was in 2008 when Jude Law joined Jeremy Gilley to travel to Afghanistan, where the Taliban had promised to honour a ceasefire on World Peace Day. With the help of the United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan, United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and the Afghan government, 1.4 million Afghan children were safely immunized against polio on World Peace Day 2008.
For this to really work, you also have to include insurgent groups, because for them to lay... Do you think there's a way that communities...
We are the neutral group.
Yes, of
we
course.
We are the absolutely neutral group who live in those areas.
Right.
And live in the same village with them. We have presence in every single province in 34 provinces.
We're going to observe the Day of Peace, and that we're going to implement an activity that affects and saves people's lives.
But it wasn't just, you know, the Taliban, it was, you know, all of the various groups that are in that area, ISAF and, you know, US Coalition and others, who all said, yeah, this is a very important day, let's make this work. So that's one example of extraordinary things that can happen. Because some people will go, well, yeah, one day of peace, whatever, you know, what good is that going to do? How's that really going to make a difference? What we do is we prove to the Senate that it can work. Because if it's your child who just got that polio vaccination, are you not going to be saying, well, hang on a minute, that day of peace just saved my daughter or my son's life, or changed their life forever? You'd be saying, hang on a minute, that day really has an impact. Having gone into Sudan and Afghanistan and Burundi and Somalia and the Congo and, you know, Europe or North America, we've seen people suffering in a way that is just totally unfair. I want that to change. And the way it's going to change is by marking the 21st of September. If they believe that that will make a massive difference and have an impact, then they will mark it. And that's what I'm here to say.
For Peace Day 2007, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, children were treated for vitamin A deficiency and measles. And in Congo's conflict-affected South Kivu province, chemically treated mosquito nets were distributed to over 600,000 children.
The day works on all kinds of levels. Fact. And what we want to do is promote. I think there's a lot of people out there in the world who are doing extraordinary things that, you know, for the benefit of others. And the more that we do that, you know, the quicker we're going to change. Because if we don't, we're looking at horrific, catastrophic, you know, suffering for all. It'll come right on our own doorstep.
When we return, we will hear more about the successes of the World Peace Day initiatives in recent years and its future goals. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Thank you for supporting Peace One Day. Whatever pledge you made for peace on this day, take it forward. Make it a pledge for all your days.
Now with these peace days, we have an opportunity building more every year on every year. It's not a pipe dream, it's a reality.
It's practical, it's historic, because we've never come together before. And now we have that opportunity. And we are seeing millions of people in every country of the world, you know, doing such a thing. I mean, you know, Ahmed Fawzi from the UN announced at the Royal Albert Hall a number of years ago when we had a big concert with Annie Lennox and Brian Adams and James Morrison and Kate Nash and Yusuf Islam, Cat Stevens, and all kinds of incredible people that we've been working with. I mean, he said that 100 million people, you know, were active all over the world. That was years ago. So we're talking about a big movement. We're talking about something that's growing very, very quickly. And thank goodness it is.
Welcome back to our programme featuring Jeremy Gilley, founder of Peace One Day. At the annual gala, talented artists support the goals of Peace One Day.
We're gonna have peace one day. If you believe it.
It's our moral responsibility. We are human. We have the responsibility to show right path. So, I fully support.
What will you do to make peace on the 21st of September?
Peace!
On Peace Day 2006, the World Food Programme carried out a food delivery in southern Sudan, and 60 tons were successfully brought to those in need. On the same day in Congo, a girl who had been taken away and forced to fight was reunited with her family. And today, on World Peace Day 2010, more than 20 humanitarian organisations are carrying out over 80 humanitarian activities in about 30 countries. Indeed, the day is more than symbolic, but also highly practical, a window for life-saving activities. Today, on September 21st, 2010, Star Syringe is delivering safe medicine in over 20 locations worldwide. Pump Aid is providing clean water and improved sanitation to rural communities in Africa. The Mines Advisory Group is removing landmines from Sudan. International Medical Corps is training healthcare providers in the prevention of acute malnutrition, and so on.
What stands out for me is just a sense of, you know, being an individual, having nothing. You know, I've got no academic background. The only qualification I've got is a D in pottery. So having this idea of trying to create the first ever day of peace voted by every member state of the UN, and then, you know, take that idea to Afghanistan and see lives being saved on that day, that's what stands out for me. It's like a fairy tale when I watch the film. It's a lovely story about how many individuals and corporations have made this day a reality. That in itself gives me great hope that we can change, because we can do extraordinary things if we set our mind to it.
I said to them what you've done in terms of creation of this resource, and that on their behalf we would very much welcome a special resource for the schools in Afghanistan.
The UN International Day of Peace on September 21st every year is not only about creating peace between nations, it's about non-violence in homes, communities and schools.
It also can have an effect right here in our schools, because on that day, you know, young people don't bully. They start to learn about the link between sustainability and peace. They learn about great peacemakers. They've got a starting point for their commitment to a more peaceful world through their art, through their poetry, through their music, through their literature. they've got an opportunity to spend 364 days planning for this one day where they are going to express themselves, you know, and feel empowered and inspired by that action and that of others. Really profound. We've given, you know, thousands of free films away all across the UK, and now, you know, a lot of America, and we will do the whole of America by the end of 2012. But we are actively seeking sponsorship to be able to give the film free to schools. The education resource itself is already free. So any teacher anywhere in the world can go to peaceoneday.org and register and have free access to the material.
I'm delighted to announce that there have been football matches played in honour of Peace Day in 180 countries around the world.
Over the years, Jeremy Gilley has spoken to over 30,000 young people about making peace.
Does anyone know the kinds of things that would help people that we could do on Peace Day?
You could send out vaccines.
Fantastic, Nathan.
That's absolutely right.
We asked Mr. Jeremy Gilley what he would tell young people to make the world a more peaceful place.
Personally, I tell them that the 21st of September is Peace Day, and that that's an opportunity for them to express themselves through their art, their poetry, their literature, their music, whatever it might be. I tell them that they can change the world, that their actions count, that, you know, by making a commitment on this day, they can feel really empowered, and they will inspire others by doing such a thing. And also it will benefit others, because whatever they decide to do is obviously going to have an impact to themselves, their friends, their families, society. And I'd say, look, visit peaceoneday.org and log your commitment.
Today, September 21st, the United Nations International Day of Peace, we salute Mr. Jeremy Gilley for your courageous and noble perseverance in realizing not only your own, but all humanity's shared dream of a peaceful world. We appreciate today a day of conscious non-violence among nations and humans. Let us renew our wish that love and harmony soon will prevail for all beings. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. May peace be with you and your loved ones. To find out more on being part of World Peace Day, please visit www.peaceoneday.org.
For details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/EE.